two companies, Aetna and Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield, want to offer plans in Delaware's ACA marketplace next year. Last year, most people, about 13,000, went with Highmark. The company is proposing an average 5% premium increase. Linda Nemus is with the state's insurance department.
Delaware has always had a rate change, but 5% is certainly on the low end of what we've seen in the prior years.
Aetna has stated its premiums would go down by about 2.5%. The state has posted both companies' proposals and is taking public comment through Monday. Mark Pauly teaches health economics at the University of Pennsylvania. He says Delaware's rates appear to be in the middle of the pack.
It seems to be about on a par with what we think we're seeing nationwide.
Pauly has found that insurance premiums during the first year of the ACA marketplaces were higher compared to past premiums, but not as high as many had expected. Federal officials tout new provisions of the ACA as playing a role in this. Companies can only spend a limited percentage of money on administrative costs, or they have to issue rebates to consumers. That's led to thousands in Delaware getting money back this year. Pauly has some other theories on why rates haven't gone up as much as expected.
More important things are there has actually been a slowdown in the rate of introduction of expensive new products, and more people have been moving to high deductible health plans, which slows down the growth of spending for everybody, at least we think.
Pauly says the ACA has created a lot of uncertainty and more cautious spending. He says it's unclear whether that will change. Federal officials will have the final say on proposed rate increases in the fall. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.